Right, we ready to proceed?
I'd like to take up one issue. Your Honor, quickly, I just want to make sure that all my exhibits have been entered into evidence, except for, I believe it was exhibit number 4, the one disc. There was, I think the one in question would be the YouTube video. I believe the ruling was that it was admitted, but we would take up objections from the defendant as we go. I just wanted to make sure that that was the case.
That was the ruling.
Okay. So the YouTube video would be admitted, correct?
It already was.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's have the jury. Since it's a new day, Madam Clerk, we need to swear the witness. Cooper Williams, if you please resume the stand. Good morning.
Good morning.
Madam Clerk, please swear the witness.
Do you solemnly affirm that the evidence you give before the court and jury in the case that Marsh shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe you had finished with your direct.
That's correct, Your Honor.
All right, Mr. Deegan.
Mr. Williams, it's the computer that you did all of the burning, downloading. Is it connected to the internet?
Yes, sir.
Is the date and time correct on that computer in the little display in the bottom right-hand corner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where did you obtain the audio, the conference call from?
It was from a... It's from a third-party site. I don't remember the exact beginning of the thing, but I believe it was a World Book. I'm not sure about the exact.
And that's where what did you say? Extracted it from? Is that where you extracted this from?
Yes, sir.
Was that third-party site?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a redirect back to hudak.info.
So it wasn't from the third-party site then that was actually extracted?
The third-party site had the hudak.info link to the actual recording posted on their site. You could click on it, and it would open up into the media player so that you could actually listen to it.
So in the address bar then of whatever you were using to access the internet, when you clicked on this link, what was in the address bar?
It would open, it was the third party site, it would just open the audio file from hudak.info.
So it would stay on this website that you're not sure the name of, and it would open a media player of some kind in a separate window, or just right there on that same page, as the same address.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. Which question?
Well, okay, you're saying that it was a third party site, and it's got a link to hudak.info. Now, when you click on that to play the audio file, does it open another window and go to Hudak and play from Hudak, or is it playing from whatever this third-party site was that you don't know?
It's playing from, it opens a media player directly from that site into another window.
And so how could you ascertain that it was playing it from HUDOC if it did not actually access HUDOC.info?
Because the link pointed to HUDOC.info to pull the file.
And how did you tell that?
When you hover over top of the link, it automatically shows the coding where it's directed to.
Okay. And when you extracted this, what did you put it directly onto? Did you put it onto the computer first?
Yes, sir.
And from the computer, what did you transfer it to?
Straight to a disk.
Straight to a disk?
Yes.
I heard a thumb drive mentioned yesterday. What was was this on the thumb drive, the audio conference call?
No, sir.
No, sir. So straight to disk?
Yes.
Okay. And what date did you do that on?
I don't recall the exact date that I did it.
Would the audio file say when it was modified?
As far as the audio file or the disk?
Well, when you put the disk in the computer, it's going to show in a little screen. It'll pop up a little screen, DVD drive, and it's going to show the file, and it'll say modified file name. It's got some information in there. Will it show the date that you actually downloaded it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Because did you testify yesterday that you downloaded it on the September 22nd?
I believe so.
Okay. And the file itself said 9/17 when it was played on the screen yesterday. And that's a discrepancy. That's why I asked if your computer was connected to the internet, the time and date was correct. Because it would be hard to download it on the 22nd, but it's saying it's modified on the 17th.
I'm not sure. I don't recall seeing that on the screen yesterday.
Okay. Is there a way that we can pull that up on the screen to show it?
Do you
know what I'm saying, Sam? When you put the conference call in and you pull the box up and it's got the audio file showing? Date modified, 9/17/2015,
11/22
a.m.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, but you did testify yesterday that it was downloaded by you on the 22nd.
There's been multiple disks made for multiple sources, whether it be Homeland Security, FBI. So there's a chance that, yes, it could have been downloaded on the 17th also.
Also? By you?
Yes, sir.
But you had testified this one was on the 22nd.
I downloaded a copy on the 22nd. Obviously, this disk was downloaded on the 17th.
That appears to be a problem with custody and which copy. Is it a true copy, an accurate copy? Are they all the same?
Yes, sir.
How many copies were made then?
I couldn't even put a number on it.
Okay.
I've had multiple sources request copies of the conference call.
Well, I'm a little confused because you testified when this was being placed in evidence that it was downloaded on the 22nd. This copy that was being played.
Objection, Your Honor. It's been asked and answered.
It has been.
Okay. And this one does say the 17th, and that's a 5-day discrepancy. And so I would call into question that this is an original that you testified to. You're not sure how many copies you made?
Your Honor, it's been asked and answered.
Well, you may answer if you can.
What's the question?
I'm confused because this story's changed. So, how many copies were downloaded and made of this? I mean, I can't even say this file because it's. So would you admit that this one here that's being played was done on the 17th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have we ever spoken before? Have you and I ever spoken?
Before when?
Let's say yesterday.
I don't recall us ever speaking, but I speak with hundreds of people every day, so I couldn't be exactly sure if we've spoken before or not.
That's fine. When did you, because you did say that you identified one of the voices on this specific copy as me.
Correct.
And how did you identify it as me?
You identified yourself as Mr. Deegan.
And where was that in that call that I identified myself as Mr. Deegan?
Several minutes into the beginning of the phone call after Sean had directed you that you can take care of, you can speak now.
And I said, Mr. Deegan?
I'm not sure. You said your full name, your first name, that you would refer to yourself.
Well, I'm a little confused. Which would it be then? Because which would it be? Would it be Thomas or Mr. Deegan? Or Tom?
I'm not sure. You're looking at the transcript, so I don't have a copy of it in front of me.
Would you like me to give you this copy?
That's fine.
May I approach the witness? Thank you.
he referred to as Tom or Thomas several times in the beginning of this.
Okay, so that does refresh your recollection and memory?
Sure, okay. Briefly.
Okay, and that was me saying, this is Thomas?
No, you just started speaking here in the beginning of it.
Okay. So who said Tom or Thomas?
I believe it was Mr. Stoniker that said you were aboard, and then Sean referred to you as Thomas.
Okay. Are you sure that it was a Stahlnecker?
Give me 1 minute. I have to review this a little bit more. There's so much information that I've to regurgitate it.
That's fine. That's fine.
There's a notation that says Gronka, but
okay. Did you have this transcript made?
I did not.
Do you know where this transcript came from?
Yes, sir.
Where did it come from?
It was at the request of Mr. Mallett from the FBI.
Okay, and so you contacted someone to have this transcription made?
It was already in the process of being transcribed when I arrived at the JTTF FBI building.
So, do you know who had ordered it transcribed?
I would imagine Senior Agent Hugh Mallett from the FBI would have.
Okay. Now, I noticed in the sides there, they have names. And so some of them just is a blank line. Obviously unidentified in some manner. But how do they go about identifying the voices on there if they've never met the person and the person doesn't actually introduce themselves?
Can you ask your question again?
What I'm saying is on the left-hand side, there's names beside the someone saying something. There's, you know, the quotations of what's being said. And beside that, there's either a name or a line.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of just lines there. Obviously, that's unidentified people speaking.
Correct.
And when they have names, what I'm asking is how did they identify those who were speaking? If they never said their name, how does that name end up on the left-hand side then?
Objection, Your Honor. It's not relevant, and it's calling for speculation. The witness has already testified that he did not get this transcribed made.
Well, if he doesn't know how it was placed on there, then he can testify to that. So you can answer the question if you can.
The FBI has several analysts that listen to YouTube videos or other media sources that are out there, and when they're watching them, they can identify people's voices, and I would assume, or...
Don't assume, sir. Answer the question based upon your knowledge.
Yes, sir. And the agents would use the information that has already been gathered to put those names out to the left-hand side.
Okay. On the front page of that, is there a date on it?
Yes, sir.
And what's the date on that?
9/18.
9/18. All right. Now, this copy from the 17th that he has in his computer right now, did you personally give that to Mr. Rogers?
I'd have to see the disk.
Could he see it? May I approach it?
That's fine. I can see it from here.
Okay.
That is a copy of my disk, yes.
Okay.
That's my label attached to it.
So you gave it hand-in-hand to Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you had said that you identified it as me, but were you going based upon that transcript there?
Based off solely off this transcript?
Well, did you base any of it off of this transcript? Your identification of me?
The identification of you?
On this call.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, you're right.
What question are you asking me is what I'm asking you.
Well, because you testified that we've never spoken. You testified that the FBI was having that made. And that is a day after this copy was made. And so I'm just trying to ascertain how you got the information to identify me. Was it from the transcript solely?
There's a number of hours of watching YouTube videos and listening to media sources, and I couldn't even begin to count the amount of hours that goes into listening to the stuff that I've listened to acquire your voice.
Okay. Now, on the Hudok site that plays this, well, maybe this file here, are there other ones under the same category?
Is there other one what?
What is this? We're calling it a conference call. That would have been under the same category.
Objection, Your Honor, it's not relevant.
Overruled. You may answer if you can.
What's the? The reason I'm positive, Your Honor, is I'm not sure what question he's asking me.
Because you said this was on an external site. Linked in a player to Hudok.info. So I'm, well, let's ask this. Did you go to Hudok.info?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you able to find this conference call here on Hudok.info directly?
It's under the interview tabs.
Okay. And were there others in that tab, the interview tab?
There's a number of information that's been placed on that website.
But I'm only speaking about the interview tab. Are there other calls or recordings or players, whatever you want to call it, under that tab?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. I mean, I'm not going to speculate to whatever I call it.
Well, what would you call this conference call that's under the interview tab on Hudok.info? What would you call it?
A file.
Okay. Did you look at or listen to any other files under the interview tab on Hudok.info?
There was another conference call that was posted there also.
Do you remember the date of that one?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. What date did you give this to the prosecutor? Or Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry.
It would have been here in the courtroom if I gave it to him. Because there was a confusion about what disc it was.
Okay. Now, for this this video that we saw yesterday, did you use the same computer as for the conference call to extract or download this?
I'm not sure which computer was used.
Okay, but well, the computer that it was on, was it connected to the internet?
They all have the opportunity to connect to the internet.
Okay, so was the date and time correct on it?
I believe so.
Okay, okay. And what date did you download the video on?
We can put the disc in and look.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. Okay. We can put the video, the disc in and look.
Okay. Okay, when did you make the copy of the video that he played yesterday?
I would assume that it would have been, I made several copies to make sure that we had enough for a court proceeding, so it would have probably been Monday. I made a fresh copy.
Okay. Were you involved in making the copies that I received?
I'm not sure which copies you received.
All the copies that you made of anything on a disc, do they contain a cover on it like that?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Okay. Now we'll go to the jail calls now. And you said that you identified my voice therein. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how did you identify my voice?
At the beginning of the call, it requires you to state your name.
Okay. And what does it state at the beginning of those calls?
Some of them are different.
So you don't recollect what was specifically on the jail call yesterday?
I don't recollect what specifically was on that jail call. I mean, there's approximately 25 a week since September, so to begin to even imagine or put a exact wording that you put every time you talk into the microphone, I couldn't begin to remember what you said. There's, like I said, 25 phone calls a week.
Okay, so are you saying that each time I make a call, I have to say who I am each time?
You have to say something.
Okay, it's not a recording.
What's not a recording?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding you. Okay, you're saying that you identify me, my voice on these jail calls, because I identify myself at the beginning of each call. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so am I doing that each call live? Is it a live confirmation of who I am each time?
The regional jail system requires you to put your PIN in, so unless you're sharing your PIN with someone else, you have to enter the number, you have to state your name, and then it connects. I'm not sure the time frame between when you speak your name to when it connects you, so I have no idea.
Okay, well, you can't identify a voice from a PIN number, correct?
I can't tell you whether it's a live recording or if there's a delay. I'm not sure if you're speaking directly into the phone when it is playing it through the jail system or if there is a delay from when you said your name to when it connects you. I don't know that.
Okay, we misunderstand each other. That's not what I was asking. What I'm asking is, can you identify the voice by the PIN number? Because you said something about a number or a, was it a PIN number or an ID number of some kind?
The jail call requires you to put your PIN number in so that you can make an outside phone call.
Okay, so you can't identify a voice by the PIN number.
I'm not sure what you said, can or can't.
Can you identify the voice by a PIN number?
No.
Okay, so it would have to be identified by a verbal confirmation, a verbal statement, let's say. Okay, you said that you have to say your name at the beginning of each call.
You have to say something.
Okay. So if I didn't say my name at the beginning of a call and I just said something, as you say, how did you identify that that was my voice?
By listening to 25 phone calls a week since September 23rd.
Okay. But there... okay. All right. On any of those calls, did I ever proclaim myself to be a sovereign citizen?
Objection, Your Honor, not relevant.
Overruled. You can answer if you can.
I can't recall if you have or not.
Okay. All right, that's all on the jail calls. Do you have a copy of the complaint that you swore to?
Not sitting here with me, no, okay. Sir. The only thing I have is this transcript you provided me.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. And Matt approach this. Is that the complaint portion that you swore to?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. And in there, you said that I proclaim myself to be a sovereign citizen. What information do you base that upon?
based off of my past dealings with people that are anti-government, normally claim themselves to be sovereign citizens.
Okay, so have you had any past dealings with me?
I have not.
Okay, and do you have evidence that I'm anti-government?
Your continued responses to how things are dealt with and your refusal of the current governmental process.
And what's that based upon, that analysis?
Your continued filings with the writs for habeas corpus and your continued Seskeview accounts, or as we heard yesterday.
So, utilizing the judiciary system is anti-government?
No, when it comes to filing multiple pieces of paper saying that you do not recognize or that you've not sure what the wording you used, when you disassociate yourself with governmental process.
And where are the evidence that I've disassociated myself with governmental process?
You said it yesterday multiple times in your YouTube video that you repatriated, I think is the verbiage that you use?
It would be expatriated.
Okay, expatriated yourself. So you've expatriated yourself from the current governmental process and you do not recognize our governmental dealings. Is how I take it.
Okay. So are you saying that a valid act of Congress is not recognized by this government that is in power?
Objection, Your Honor. It's not relevant.
Well, it's calling for this witness to give a legal conclusion, which this witness is not entitled to give. No witness is entitled to give legal opinions. The court decides the law. Objection is sustained.
Okay. Can you identify evidence you had at the time of any of these statements that you're making?
At what point?
At the point of, I mean, we're talking about this sworn complaint.
I mean, we've went past the complaint and we've went somewhere else. So I'm not sure where what your question is in regards to what.
Okay, the evidence that I proclaim myself to be a sovereign citizen. Would you read that off there? It's your statement, your sworn statement. And there was somewhere in there where you said, I proclaim myself to be a sovereign citizen. Most likely it would be at the very beginning, because I started at the top and went down.
Which part?
Self-proclaimed, I think you may have put it as. I'm sorry, you have my only copy, so I don't have a copy in front of me.
I'm asking you what part you would like me to read.
The part where you said self-proclaimed.
How far back would you like me to read?
that sentence.
Your Honor, can I show this to him? I'm not sure where he wants me to read. It's a rather large sentence.
Do you want me to approach him?
If you would, please.
I'm sorry, I only have one copy. Okay, it would be this one right here.
So where do you want me to start?
You
right here?
Yeah, you can start right there. That's fine.
That were involving / led by Thomas Deegan, a self-proclaimed sovereign citizen.
Okay, so at that time you made that sworn statement, what evidence did you have of that?
As of that day, I'd listened to the conference call. I'd listened to several YouTube videos.
Well, specifically for that statement, that's a sworn statement in a complaint to a magistrate court. And so there's got to be a factual basis behind that statement. Where did you get those facts from?
Objection, Your Honor. Ask and answer.
Well, if he's already answered the question, then he can answer it the same way. But that is a little bit of a different question. So if you can answer it, please do.
Can you have him repeat his question, please, Your Honor?
I'm not sure exactly how I phrased that one. The facts to sustain that sworn statement that I'm self-proclaimed. So, where did I proclaim myself to be a sovereign citizen?
I'm not exactly sure where you stated it.
How could you swear a statement to something that you're not sure?
As of right now, I'm not sure exactly where that came from, is what I'm stating.
Okay.
There's been countless of hours of watching video and since this date.
But that would have been after this date. Up until the date of that complaint, which was 22nd or 23rd, I'm not sure which. I don't think the date really matters. It's so close in time. The facts that sustained that sworn statement.
I'm not sure where it came from.
Okay, in that sworn statement, now I am correct that those are sworn when you make a complaint and file a complaint in magistrate court. That is sworn or affirmed. Some sort of oath is taken.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you recall what that is that's taken when you go in with a complaint? The verbiage?
Of what?
The oath or affirmation, whatever they may call it.
Objection, Your Honor, it's not relevant.
Overruled. You may answer if you can.
You just stated what it is. It's an oath or an affirmation.
No, the verbiage of it.
You want me to recite it?
Yeah, if you remember, yes. I
don't remember
curious.
The exact verbiage.
Can you give a a rough account of it?
I would assume that it would probably be about what the Madam Clerk read to me when she swore me in just a minute ago to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I'm not sure what the exact verbiage is, but
okay, no, that was fine. That's fine. Okay, now in there you said that I said that the control of West Virginia government would be assumed by members of the sovereign citizen movement. Can you identify the evidence you had at that time to support that statement?
Do you want me to look it up in the transcript?
Is that what you're basing it upon?
That's what it states in the transcript, is that you all will put your own people in office.
Well, I'm going by your exact words, so if you can find your exact words from that complaint in there, please go ahead. Please. Absolutely.
You want me to find that verbiage inside that? Is that what you're asking me to do?
That's what you swore to, correct? What's on that complaint? Do you know the line I'm speaking of?
Yes.
Okay.
Following the removal of these officials, control of the West Virginia government will be assumed by the members of the sovereign citizen movement.
Okay. So can you find that verbiage in there? Is that the facts? Is that where you base that statement upon, that transcript? Or the call?
Yes.
Okay, can you find that in there for us?
That is not the exact language that's in the complaint, but it's a summarization of this 86-page document.
Okay, and well, then can you find within that document sovereign citizen movement that's said by somebody, anybody on that call?
I don't know, like that exact verbiage.
It's in your sworn complaint, though.
Yes, sir.
Was that verbiage used for prejudicial value then?
No.
Okay, so then could you please find that within the transcript?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
Well, I believe that the witnesses testified that he did not put any quotes from the language in the transcript.
Okay. So, if no one said sovereign citizen or sovereign citizen movement anywhere within the transcript or the call that we listened to, why would that be the verbiage used by you in a sworn complaint?
It's just the past dealing with the past.
So you're basing it upon a group of people and not anything that's factually based about me. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that?
You're basing it upon a group of people and not factually based on anything about me. Those types of words, sovereign citizen movement.
We commonly refer to people that are anti-government as sovereign citizens.
Okay, and can you identify the evidence you have that I'm anti-government?
I've already stated that.
Okay, so I guess you said that I had filed a habeas corpus, and so I was anti-government?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
Overruled.
That's not the only thing that you've done that's anti-government, per se.
How is filing a habeas corpus in a court that is in existence, recognized in a territory, how is that anti-government?
Objection, Your Honor, it's already been asked and answered.
Overruled. You may answer if you can.
We're not talking about just the writ of habeas corpus. We're talking about the other countless documents that you filed.
Okay, what other specific documents that I filed are you referring to then?
I couldn't even begin to regurgitate all the information that you filed.
Is it against the law to file documents in a court?
No, sir, it is not.
And courts are where people with differences of opinion go to adjudicate a matter?
Absolutely.
So then that
would, they can't work it out between themselves.
So that would be the proper place then to place documents of a person's stance if they were involved with another person that had a different stance.
You could say that.
So how would that be classified as anti-government?
Because you don't follow the rules and regulations set forth by the courts to file these motions.
I would like that stricken. That's a legal analysis.
Well, sir, you asked the question.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So, what rules and regulations did I not follow?
Objection, Your Honor. We're getting into an area that's not relevant.
Well, objections overruled. You can answer if you can.
The proper format, the proper language.
What language is used in court in America?
Objection, Your Honor. This witness isn't qualified to testify regarding these issues.
Your Honor, if I may, I may be...
Sir. I'm going to overrule the objection at this point. You can answer if you can.
What I was going to state was that I may have misspoken and not used language, but maybe used formatting instead of language.
Okay. What do you mean by formatting?
There's a certain specific format that we structure our motions for.
Do you mean typed?
No, sir.
Could you explain what you mean then, formatting?
It's just a proper format that how you format documents to file in with the courts.
Okay, and so you have evidence that because I failed to understand or follow a rule of format that makes me anti-government?
Those, among other things that we've already talked about.
Okay, so you're saying that filing a habeas corpus and failing to follow a rule of formatting makes me anti-government.
No, that's not what I stated.
Okay, do you have other examples of what makes me anti-government?
Objection, Your Honor. It's already been asked and answered.
Overruled.
I've already stated that I can't regurgitate everything that you've filed to support this.
So you're saying it's just the filings that I've done? that make me anti-government.
No, sir. Everything that you've done up until this point...
I'm going to have to ask you to be more specific on the word done, everything I've done up to this point.
Your countless speaking of how everything is structured and how you formulate your motions or your filings that you file with the court, and how how you represent yourself.
Explain it. How I represent myself.
How you represent your actions and stuff like that.
I still felt how I represent my actions. I don't. Could you explain that a little better for me?
How you... I'm not sure what you want me to say.
Well, I mean, it was your statement, and I don't understand. I'm trying to clarify.
How you believe I don't know, I guess I could put it, how you believe things should be done.
Okay. You said that I gave details regarding how sovereign citizens in other states should proceed. So what facts did you have at that time regarding that statement in the sworn complaint?
You stated in the transcript that the motions that have been filed that you've already done and have come this far would be released.